Bowen.
What do you mean, what is it? It's a country right next to Belgium.
No, that's the Netherlands.
Holland is the Netherlands.
Then who are the Dutch?
You know, I cannot stand this thing anymore.
I know, I hate it too. I feel like an out-of-work porn star.
I told you, we should have taken some kind of vacation.
Well, why didn't we?
Because you said this would be better. Remember? A vacation from ourselves. That's what you said.
What if we grew mutton chops?
No.
Buzz cuts. Parachute pants.
Stop it, George. Stop it. I'm sorry. You've got to get a job.
Damn it.
Hey, hey, hey. Check me out. Huh?
Hey, no more crutches. That must be a relief.
Yeah. With crutches, everyone has questions.
Not with a cane?
Nah, with crutches, it's a funny story. With a cane, it's a sad story. You through with those?
That is a sad story. Hey, you should have been here tonight. Some guy from NBC saw my set. He wants me to do a showcase. I might have another shot at a pilot.
All right. We're back in.
We? No.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kenny Bennett.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, Jerry. Did you see me up there? I was killing, Jerry. Killing. Kill.
Kill.
Kill. I'm going to go pick up some chicks. You're the lucky ones, too. Hey, what's your name?
Kill. Because I killed first and warmed up the crab. He's like that fish that attaches himself to the shark.
And you're the shark?
Yeah, I'm the shark, and he's the fish eating my laps.
I don't know how a fish could eat laps.
Well, I'm glad I brought it up.
You got any shredded coconut?
We're not doing that.
Here I am.
Oh, my God.
What?
I got a job interview. They want to see me this afternoon.
So what's this job?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's in sports.
Knicks? Rangers?
Playground equipment.
Welcome back to the show.
Now, this is better.
Yeah.
So you got any shredded coconut?
No.
I gotta have them.
Switch shaving creams. I'm getting no protection.
What kind do you use?
Whatever you get.
Look, postcard from Elaine from Europe.
Oh. Don't tell me she's dragging another poor guy across Europe.
Remember David Putty?
She's dating him again, huh?
Well, I guess she's batted around and she's back at the top of the order.
Boy, a month in Europe with Elaine. That guy's coming home in a body bag.
Well, let's see. I've got a 10-kroner, a 5-kroner, a 20-kroner. No, wait. That's another 10-kroner. Empty kroner. How much is that?
We have to break up.
What?
I can't take this anymore. I don't want to hear how interesting the change with the hole in it is. If you tell me what time it is in New York again, you are going home in a body bag.
Well, what about you? What do you think the Gap in Rome has? It's not in the Gap on Broadway.
Okay, all right, listen. Forget about the Gap because we are through.
Fine.
Fine.
Okay, terminus 3. Have a nice flight.
Ladies and gentlemen, our flight time with stopovers will be approximately 22 hours.
Hey, you gonna bust out that drink card or what?
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm taking this lace out. It came undone and touched the floor of a men's room. That's the end of that.
Did you see Bandy's set last night? Because I read on the internet he killed.
He killed. He only does well when he has me for a leader. He's a time slot hit.
Jerry, you gotta give him some credit. I mean, you're just being totally ridiculous. I'll see you later, buddy.
Wait a minute. Do I have to ask?
Well, I ran out of butter, so I had to borrow yours. Anything else, Mr. Nosy?
Why are you buttering your face?
I'm shaving with it.
Oh, Moses, smell the roses.
Well, Carrie, it's vastly superior to any commercial shaving cream.
Now, feel my face.
No.
No, feel it.
I don't want to.
Feel it.
That is close.
I cut the job?
I don't want you to think that anyone's going to treat you any differently just because of your, handicap.
Handicap? Oh, I'm not handicapped.
I'm sorry. Differently, advantaged.
See, I didn't mean that.
Of course, you will have your own private, fully equipped bathroom.
When do I start?
Whenever you feel that you're able.
You need a hand here. Yeah, what the hell?
You got the job,
Jerry? It's fantastic. I love the people over there. They treat me so great. You know, they think I'm handicapped. They gave me this incredible office, a great view.
Hold on. They think you're handicapped?
Yeah. Yeah, well, because of the cave. You should see the bathroom they gave me.
How can you do this?
Jerry, let's face it. I've always been handicapped. I'm just now getting the recognition for it. Name one thing I have that puts me in a position of advantage. Huh? There was a guy that worked at the Yankees, no arms. He got more work done than I did, made more money, he had a wife, a family, drove a better car than I did.
He drove a car with no arms.
All right, I made up the part about the car, but the rest is true. He hated me anyway.
You know how hard it's getting just to tell people I know you?
I love that bathroom. It's got that high, high toilet. I feel like a gargoyle perched on the ledge of a building.
They hooked me up.
What's with all the butter?
I'm shaving with it. And you know what I discovered?
You can eat it.
No. My face feels so good, I'm going to use it all over my body.
Oh, my God. It's Banya and Jenna.
Who?
The toothbrush and the toilet bowl.
Hey, Jerry. This is Jenna. Pretty good looking, huh?
Jerry is the guy that I dated right before you.
Oh, this is awkward.
Don't worry, Kenny. After dating Jerry, you're a pleasure.
Leave this.
You miss her, don't you?
No, he's riding my coattails again. He's getting everything off of me. First, last, now, ladies.
You miss her.
You know, I think ultimately I'm upset with myself. I knew what I was getting into. She's a bitter, unstable person. I mean, the sex was good. I'm sure it was fine for her. But I need more.
Hey, you believe in this?
Excuse me, I was sleeping.
Well, you missed quite a performance.
That's my apple juice.
Hello, Jerry.
Hello, Newman.
You know, old friend, sometimes I ponder this silly gulf between us, and I say, why? Are we really so different? For what is...
I'm not the one doing the cooking, Newman.
Damn you, Seinfeld. You useless pustule. Somebody's got something on the griddle. Maybe it's Kramer.
No, he's up on the roof getting some sun with the butter. Oh, no.
Butter?
This is the 50 kroner.
You know, my last boyfriend, he had a real kroner comprehension problem. You know what I mean? A real cement head.
David, you are so funny.
Yeah, I know.
What are you doing?
It's a long flight, Elaine. I had to get on with my life.
By making time with some floozy across the aisle.
Yeah, that's right. Well, what's going on over there with you and vegetable lasagna?
He's an idiot. He doesn't mean anything to me.
I can hear you.
Well, she doesn't mean anything to me either. If we're up to me, we'd still be together.
Well, maybe I feel the same way.
Okay.
Okay, so now what?
Let's make out.
Creamer! Oh, man. I think I cooked myself.
Look at your skin.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
I'm fried.
Well, technically, you're sautéed. So what are you doing for that?
Well, I just got to keep my skin moist so I don't dry out.
Is that what the doctor said?
I read an article in Bon Appetit magazine.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, how you doing?
Game hen?
Kind of. Nice limp. You bringing your work home with you?
No, I fake limp on my right. This is a real limp because I sprained my ankle.
What happened?
Well, I was buttering myself up for a nice shave.
Oh, not you, too.
I must have dripped some on the floor and I slipped and...
You know what's good for that? Relish. Hello? Yeah, this is Jerry Seinfeld. What? No! No! No, no, no! Thank you.
Believe this.
They've added Banya to the network showcase and he's going on right after me.
Well, so what? He's got a couple of good jokes.
Oh, like what? Ovaltine? Why do dogs drink out of the toilet? Shopping carts with one bad wheel?
That's true. That always happens to me.
You think that's funny?
I don't know. I like stuff you don't have to think about too much.
You like Banya's act. You're a closet Banya fan.
Maybe I am.
Oh, I'm gonna puke.
Puke? That's a funny word, puke.
Puke.
You don't have to think about that.
I can't believe we broke up like that. Doing something to read?
No.
Are you going to take a nap? Or...
No.
You're just going to sit there, staring at the back of the seat?
Yeah.
That's it! I cannot take this! I mean, look at this. Nothing has changed. We've been back together 2 hours. We're having the same problems we had 12 hours ago.
Oh, tell me about it. I don't know why I ever took you back.
Oh, please. I took you back. You know it. I know it. Vegetable lasagna here knows it.
Please. I don't want to get involved.
Oh, the giant mountain rises out of the ocean and we just ram right into it and end this whole thing.
Oh, God.
Ow. Ow!
How much longer are you going to be? I'm starving here.
Well, just a few more squirts. Because I got to stay juicy.
Your scalp. It's still with you, huh?
Well, yeah, it's baked on in. Put another stick of butter in. Yeah, stir it up so it'll melt. That feels good. Oh, now I'm simmering.
Call me to the coffee shop.
Good morning, George.
Is there something wrong with your other leg?
What? No, just the old handicap acting up.
But your cane's on the wrong side.
That's just because we're standing on opposite sides. Yeah, see, when we met, I was over there and you over here, so the image was reversed, like in a mirror. You see? See, this looks right to you, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm. But, see, here. Right. Wrong. Right. Wrong. Right. Right. Wrong.
You couldn't stop it, George. You just stop it. But I think I can see what's going on here.
Well, you're not going to believe what happened.
Dr. Mugg, Stephen Hawking?
Play now thinks I got problems in both legs. My own personal rascal, Jerry, on the house.
Well, it must be comforting to know you'll be going straight to hell at no more than 3 miles an hour. Hello?
Jerry.
Hey, lady, how's the trip going?
Oh, it's awful.
This trip was a huge mistake. Huge!
Please, stop shouting. I can't take it.
Who's that?
It's vegetable lasagna.
No.
Vegetable lasagna.
I mean,
it's Magnus.
Shut up or I'll snap you in half and stuck you in the overhead.
Give me some duty-free Kahlua.
How was the trip?
Sounded good.
Well, got a motor.
Hey, if you got any juice left, you might want to roll by the big showcase tonight.
Oh, he's still going on in front of Banya, huh?
That's right. And I'll tell you what, I'm feeling a little off.
What are you talking about? You're not.
That's right. I'm taking a dive.
You're throwing the set?
I'm laying down. Then we'll see how he does up there without all the assistance.
Listen, Jerry. Banya's voice is the voice of a new generation. My generation.
We're 4 months apart.
Nevertheless, his time has come. Now, if you will kindly help me unwedge my front wheel, I'll be on my way.
Butter. Kramer. Butter. Kramer.
Hey, buddy.
What are you doing? George tells me you're going to throw your set?
That's right, Chuchi. Let's see how Banya does without the cushy time slot.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Seinfeld!
You'll excuse me. And...
Hey, everybody, who's ready to laugh?
And what's the deal with lampshades?
Yeah.
I mean, if it's a lamp, why do you want shades? And what's with people getting sick?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the deal with cancer?
I have cancer.
Oh, tough crowd.
Hey, you dented my ride.
What you got there, the 4-volt? I did you a favor.
How about I do you a favor upside your head?
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Hey! Get the bikes!
Ouch. That wasn't so bad.
What are you talking about? I bombed.
Oh, you had some good stuff. The cancer bit. I mean, it's edgy. It was not my sort of thing, but some of those people out there, they really liked it.
Like who?
Oh, that guy who yelled out?
He had cancer.
And laughter is the best medicine.
Hey, sorry, Kenny. Guess you got your work cut out for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kenny Banya!
Jeez! Jerry, he could have used your laugh. He was a big turkey up there.
Turkey?
A big, fat turkey.
I'm sorry I missed that.
I tell you, he worked so hard and then he just... Is this oregano?
Look it! I'm all covered in oregano and parmesan and it's sticking to me because of the butter. Look at me!
Hold this.
What is this? Parsley?
Ah, the sweet stench of failure.
You bit me! Get off! Get off! Get off!
Come on, I'm out of it!
No, I got it!
Are you a religious man, sir?
No.
Eat hickory!
Hey, Jerry, did you see it?
Ouch! Kenny, there you are. Jay Shermack and Stu Crespi from NBC. Listen, Kenny, really funny out there.
What? That thing you did, having the two guys running through? I love stuff you don't have to think too much about.
Give us a call. We want to be in the Kenny Banya business.
By the way, Jerry, the suspender's a little hacky.
How about that, Jerry? First you had a pilot on NBC, and now I'll have one. Looks like I'm following you again.
Oh, I'm going to puke.
Puke? That's a funny word. Can I use that?
David, this has been the worst month of my life, and if I never see her again, it'll be too soon.
Shut up.
Oh, that's original.
Shut up.
$86 and Broadway, please.
I'm sorry, lady. There's a cab shortage. The transit police are making everyone shit.
No.
Hello?
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
No!